Musicians and music lovers from around the country gathered last night in Seattle to honor the late Toby Sachs. Sachs, the founder of the Seattle Chamber Music Society, died in early August from pancreatic cancer. Toby Sachs was also a cello professor at the University of Washington School of Music, and that's where my former colleague, now King FM host Dave Beck, first met Toby.
I met Toby Sachs in 1979 when I auditioned for the music school at the University of Washington. And so many stories at this celebration of her life were about how nurturing she was and how loving she was. And in addition to being an incredible, demanding teacher and concert artist, but I remember I auditioned and I didn't have a pianist, and I didn't know you were supposed to find a pianist. So here I am playing solo cello, Saint-Saëns cello concerto in front of this faculty. And, I'm not sure how well it was going, but Toby just sort of stops everything. She gets up, she goes, "I will play the piano." And she goes over and she, you know, taps me on the shoulder and she goes, "You are very talented." And she sits down at the piano and she's a great pianist too. So she was just the consummate musician.
Last night at Benaroya Hall, which holds thousands, I assume thousands did attend.
It was pretty packed, yeah. One of the great things about it was all the people that came from around the world. This 65 musicians played in this memorial. William Prussell, former concertmaster of the Cleveland Orchestra, Ida Levin, James Ennis was playing in the second violin section to tell you what a great orchestra this is when you have James Ennis, you know, one of the foremost violin soloists today, the current artistic director of the Seattle Chamber Music Society playing. Robert DeMaine, who's the principal cellist in the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Efe Batasigil, the current principal cellist of the Seattle Symphony. It's just, you know, a who's who of great musicians. Came back to pay tribute to Toby.
I understand that Toby Sachs' successor as the head of Seattle Chamber Music Festival, James Ennis, organized the event for her?
I think he arranged all the music and secured all the people to come back to play. Dr. Martin Green, who is her husband, who's a wonderful physician, a gastroenterologist, and Toby and Marty turned their house in Madison Park into this kind of clubhouse. These musicians, they would hire a chef every summer and in the winter, and the musicians would rehearse there and socialize there, and they just loved that. And Marty found all these beautiful, you know, pictures and told these lovely stories of Toby, and it was so touching.
Well, you brought in a little bit of the music. Your colleagues at King FM recorded it. Set up this first piece of music for
us. This is a Bill Levy recording of the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings, one of the slow movements in the piece. Conductor laureate of the Seattle Symphony, Gerard Schwartz, led this orchestra of about 40 or 50 stellar players. And Toby was the winner of the Tchaikovsky competition early in her career, and she just had a great feel and an affinity for Russian music and romantic music, so there could be no better composer on her life celebration than Tchaikovsky. So here's a little bit of the Serenade for Strings from Benaroya last night.
Serenade for Strings by Tchaikovsky. How many strings are we hearing?
I think there's 45, 50. Like,
wow.
I say, 65 musicians in all. There was a cello orchestra at the very end, and she loved Bach as well. And so all these great cellists that were friends of hers and former students of hers played Bach at the end of the ceremony.
Now, it wasn't just that people played music. There was a composition written in her honor that was performed.
Yes. I was so moved by this, by the symbolism of this. Lawrence Dutton had a piece commissioned just this past summer. He's a wonderful composer based in North Carolina. And for the occasion, he was so moved by working with Toby that he wrote this piece called Passing Tones. And it's for three cellos and violin. That's a very unusual combination. But the symbolism is Toby was a cellist, and she was the foundation of the Seattle Chamber Music Society. And so these three cellists in my mind, and I'm sure in the composer's mind, you know, represent her and her spirit. And here is James Ennis playing the solo first violin part, just sort of making the music his own, making, you know, continuing Toby's vision. And it was such a beautiful and touching and appropriate musical tribute to her life and work and legacy.
Let's listen to a little of that Lawrence Dutton composition, Passing Tones. So that's James Ennis that we heard on violin there.
Mm-hmm.
Three cellists. You mentioned a cello orchestra of 20?
Yes, yes.
And that was the end of the
that
evening?
That was the end of the evening. And she loved Bach, and it was this beautiful, reflective Bach prelude. And there's this picture of Toby above this semicircle of cellists. Beautiful photograph. And she's just looking down and smiling and you know, embracing her cello. And what an image to end this great celebration of her life with.
Former KOW producer, now King FM host Dave Beck, thank you for coming in and sharing this with us.
Oh, my great honor and pleasure, Marcy.
And he was remembering the late Toby Sachs. Thousands of people gathered at Benaroya Hall last night for the Toby Sachs Memorial. It's the record on KUOW.